It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine, please? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi. You know what this is? It's a bag, huh? It's a kind of a bag. And some people punch it. So it's called a punching bag. Mm-hmm. As soon as I change my shoes, I'll get it all set so we can punch it. How are you coming with your tying? Little girl told me the other day, said, I can do all the dressing myself, except tying my shoes. Well, that comes next. Mm-hmm. All right, this is the base for the punching bag. The punching bag is going to set it right in these three screws. One, two, three. Now I'll set this right on like that. And we have those three things to put on the three screws. This one on the first screw, and around it goes. I borrowed this one on the second screw. Oops. This on the third. There. I borrowed this from a boys' gymnasium. He gave me this pump to pump up the punching bag. Listen to the pump. See, you put air in like that, and the air comes out there into the punching bag. You have to wet it a little bit. This is an air pump. In it goes. And then you fill it with air. Pump, pump, pump. Squeaky pump, isn't it? Squeak, pump, squeak, pump, squeak, pump. Needs a little more air. There, it's coming. Good and tight. Some people like to punch it with their bare hands, and some people like to use boxing gloves. This is a boxing glove. You need a friend to help you get in the boxing glove just right. You just punch it. people like to punch a punching bag when they're angry. Lots of different things you can do when you're angry. What do you do? What do you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could bite? When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong and nothing you do seems very right, what do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag and see how fast you go? It's great to be able to stop when you've planned a thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a lady, and a boy can be someday a man. Right. If you're a little girl right now, someday you can be a lady. And if you're a little boy right now, someday you can be a man. Some people like to have their friends come, and if they both have boxing gloves and they both know the rules, you have to know the rules of how hard you can punch. Sometimes they just like to box together. Mm-hmm. But knowing the rules is the important thing. And then other people who don't like to box or punch sometimes just like to stomp their feet. Try stomping. Mm-hmm. You can do that, sure. But after a while of all that mad stuff, you want to stop. Yeah, it's scary to do that too long. But usually you know exactly when to stop, when you've had enough. Just the way we usually know when it's time for the trolley, for make-believe. Why don't we look and see now? Okay? You see Daniel's clock? And the fountain? And Mrs. Frog's museum go-round? And there's X's tree and Henrietta's house? And the factory? I wonder if Joey Hollingsworth is still there today. I'm sure he must be. There's the trolley. Come on in, trolley. How are you, trolley? Good. We'd like very much to go with you to the neighborhood of make-believe. Is Joey Hollingsworth still there? Good. We'd like to go with you then and visit the neighborhood of make-believe. Hi, have you got yours?
This is it.
Oh, boy, that's nifty galifty.
I do hope you... Do you think he'll like it?
Yeah, sure. He'll like it when he gets it. But he sure doesn't like it right now.
What do you mean, X?
Well, he knows something is going on, and he doesn't know what, and he's curious.
Well, it won't be too long now until he knows.
Yeah, well, you'd better punch your holes in yours.
Oh, yes, I'm going over to the museum right now to do that.
I see. Well, if you see him, don't give up the secret.
I won't, X. You can count on me, buddy.
Good. See you later.
Okay. Bye now.
Secret. Secret.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Mom. Frog, we are. Yes.
Oh, isn't this exciting?
Yes, it, it certainly is, Mrs. Frog. And I'm ready for the puncher.
Oh, yes, the puncher. I'll get it immediately.
Right. Would you like to see it again? There's my picture. And I'm going to punch the holes right there and right there.
There you are.
Oh,
there you are.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Frog.
Do you think I could see your picture, please?
Oh, yes, you may. Sure.
Oh, my, it's a castle. Isn't that lovely? Isn't that lovely? You are so talented, handyman. So handy with your hands.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Frog. I do hope you'll like it.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
Let's see. There. One. There.
Oh, my, lovely. So handy with your hands.
I'm going to go back to the castle now and get to work on the cover.
Oh, I see. Are you sure that Mr. Hollingsworth doesn't know anything about it?
I don't think so. Some surprise, isn't it,
Mrs.
Frog?
Oh, yes, it's so exciting. So
when I finish with the cover, I'll bring it right back over to you, okay?
Oh, that's fine. Farewell, dear. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Farewell.
Farewell, Mrs. Frog. Hi, Joey Hollingsworth.
Hi, Handyman Negri. How are you?
Nice day, isn't it?
Oh, I suppose so. Hey, would you like to come into the factory and we'll have a nice visit?
Oh, sorry, Joey, but I've got this project that I've got to finish.
Well, maybe I could help you with it.
Oh, I wish I could ask you to help, but top secret stuff, you know.
Everything seems to be top secret today.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Everybody knows it except me. I don't know what the secret is.
Well, maybe it's a surprise, Joey.
Well, surprises are all right if you don't have to wait too long, you know.
Yeah. Well, I better get to work then. I'll see you later, Joey.
Bye-bye. Secret surprises. Secret surprises. I'd like to know about secret surprises. Secret surprises. Secret surprises. I'd like to know about secret surprises. Secret surprises. Secret surprises. I'd like to know about secret surprises. Secret surprises. I'd like to know about secret surprises.
I know something you don't know.
Oh, come on, X. Tell me about the secret surprises.
Meow, tease him, X. Meow, tease him.
Okay.
Listen, please let me know, because I don't know what's going on here, and I have to leave this neighborhood in a little while, you know?
Meow, 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 meow. Surprises, meow.
Well, that's fine, Henrietta, but I'd rather talk to you than go around all day and guess surprises.
I'll give you a hint.
Meow, X. Meow, not fair.
Oh, just a little hint, Henrietta.
Oh, yes, please, please.
Meow, okay.
Here's your hint.
Okay.
You punch each one of them two times.
Punch? Two times? Oh, I don't know if I'm going to like this for surprise or not.
Meow give you a hint. Meow will give you a hint.
Okay, what's your hint? Is it a helpful hint?
Meow.
Okay.
Don't give it away, Henrietta.
Meow won't. Meow, meow, good surprise. Meow won't hurt.
Well, I'm glad you told me that. You know, I like to be told.
Well, sure.
I like to be told. When you're going away, when you're going to come back, and how long you will stay, how long you will stay. I like to be told.
Yeah, I understand.
I like to be told if it's going to hurt, if it's going to be hard, and if not going to hurt. I like to be told, I like to be told. It helps me to get ready for all those things that are new. And I trust you more and more each time that I'm finding those things to be true. Said true, I like to be told, 'cause I'm trying to grow, and I'm trying to learn, and I'm trying to know. I like to be told. You know, I like to be told.
Well, I can understand that.
Meow, meow, understand too. Meow, like to be told. Meow, meow, really going away.
Oh, yes, I have to go on another selling trip. But, you know, I always come back. I go away for a few months, and then I come back, and then I,
And you always bring us such nice things, and we thought we'd just like to give you...
Meow, 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 careful.
Oh, my. I nearly let the surprise out of the owl. We'd better get going, Henrietta.
Oh, you're leaving. Well, I guess I'll have to say goodbye now to you. See you in a couple months.
Meow. Meow, see you before Meow go.
You will?
Meow.
Sure we will. Before you go now, just be patient, friend Joey Hollingsworth. Just be patient.
Okay, I'll try to, but gee, it's a funny day.
I know. It'll turn out fine.
Meow, meow, meow.
Bye now.
Hello, Joey.
Hi, Handyman Negri.
Hello there, Joey.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Mr. Peshley.
Yeah, well, it's about time for you to be getting off to your selling, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, I have to go on another trip. But I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the trip.
Yeah, well, where are you planning now?
Well, I'm going to go first to Tokyo, because Tokyo was a great big seller, you know, on the X model.
Yes, a big city. I know mm-hmm. that X-2725 should go well there.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sold an awful lot the last time.
Yeah.
Then I go to Bangkok, Thailand.
Bangkok?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think they should like the 1812 model there.
I'm sure of it. I'll do a big push on that one.
Yeah, keep people rocking all over the world, will you?
I will, for sure.
You're a fine salesman, and I'm proud to work with you, young man.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Peshley. I like working with you, you know. You come right out and say what you mean, and,
Sure.
Oh,
hello there, handyman.
Excuse me, Mr. Peshley. I just wanted to tell you both that you're wanted in the pee room of the castle in 12 and one-half seconds.
Pee room?
The pee room of the castle?
Yeah, that's it.
Is it for the present?
Yes, say no more. Corny.
Yes, I see.
Oh, well, looks like we're finally going to find out.
Yes.
Well, come on, shall we go?
Yeah, well, I'll come as soon as I can.
Oh, Mr. Peshley, would you hold my glasses?
Oh, yes, sir.
Put them in my suitcase?
I'll be glad to.
All right.
Certainly will.
There you go.
Right.
We'll see you later, Corny.
See you there. Bye.
Now, Handyman Negri is going to bring Mr. Hollingsworth here any minute now, and I shall ask him to present him with the book. Have you all given the pages?
Oh, yeah. Yes, we have.
I sure have, King Friday.
And it's such a beautiful idea, giving him the book.
It's a royal idea.
Meow, 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 meowning.
Yeah, I wonder, too, when are they coming? Oh, here they come now. A fanfare, please. Fanfare. Mr. Hollingsworth, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
We have called you to the present room to give you a present.
A surprise present?
Exactly. How did you know?
I was wondering what was going on all day long today. You know that?
Well, soon you will know, Mr. Hollingsworth. Soon you will know.
Handyman Negri.
Yes, sir.
Will you kindly present the surprise present?
With pleasure, Your Highness. Yes. This comes with deep affection from all of your friends here in this neighborhood, Mr. Hollingsworth.
It's a book of pictures which we did for you.
And then we all punched holes in the paper, and Mrs. Frog helped us put it together like a real book.
Well, it's something I can take with me any place I go.
That's right, and you can always remember us in your travels. That first one is of me.
Yes, I did it,
and I signed my name up in the top.
It's a very good likeness of you, Your Highness.
Thank you
very much.
Sure.
Oh, there's root beer,
Yes, and that's cup custard. You see, I just love to make root beer and cup custard for King Friday, and so I thought you might like a picture of it.
Oh, that's terrific. Let me see now. Daniel S. Tiger.
Well, those are balloons, and I just like balloons so much that I just made a picture of balloons for you.
Oh, that's nice. X, XCL.
Yeah, that's it. Those are some oranges and an orange juice squeezer and a glass getting all ready for the orange juice.
The glass is upside down, it looks.
That's right. I'm going to turn it right side up and put the orange juice in it.
Oh, I see. let me see now. There's Henrietta Pussycat.
Meow, 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 your doll, meow.
That's the doll I sent you from Formosa.
Meow. Meow, 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 love it, meow.
Oh, I'm glad you do. Oh, and this is from you.
That's mine, Joey. That's a picture of the castle.
That's terrific. Did you draw that?
I did that myself.
This is a rocking chair. Oh, look at how the sails have gone up.
Yes, they have.
They've gone up since you've been the dancing salesman, Mr. Hollingsworth.
Thank you, sire. Let me see now. Oh, here's some more paper.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and a paper punch.
Yes, well, that's so you can add your own pictures to the book whenever you want to, Mr. Hollingsworth.
Well, thank you very much, everybody. Thank you very, very much. This is terrific.
Well, we're glad you like it. You now have the floor, Mr. Hollingsworth.
Well, since I have the floor, can I do a dance, a thank you dance on the floor?
Why, of course. We'd enjoy that, wouldn't we? A fitting response, Mr. Hollingsworth.
King Friday, I must now go to other parts of the world and dance my way around the world.
Oh, we'll certainly miss you.
Hello there. Hello, Joey. Did you like your present?
Oh, Mr. Presley, it's just wonderful. And you know, it's a good surprise.
Well, I hope you'll have a good trip.
Thank you, and I'm going to try to sell as many rockets as I possibly can for you.
Well, you always do that. I'm mighty proud of you.
Thank you. Bye-bye, everybody.
We are all proud of you, Mr. Hollingsworth. Farewell.
Bye. Good trip. We look forward to your return, Mr. Hollingsworth.
Oh, when good friends leave.
Well, we look forward to his coming back, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We certainly do. Why don't we go to the sea room and talk about coming back. Very well.
Very good.
The sea room is off this way. This way to the sea room, everyone. It's always such a special time when Joey Hollingsworth comes back to the neighborhood, isn't it? Boy, to see him be able to dance like that. Probably when he was a little boy, he just did a lot of stomping. Mm-hmm. And from the stomping, it turned into dancing. I like him so much. People in make-believe like him, too. We'll miss him when he's gone, but he always comes back. He didn't much like those secrets today, did he? No, he wanted to be told what was going on. Most of us like to be told. Yeah. There are some secrets that a whole family can know. And there's some that just two people can know. But when you read books, the things that are in books are for everybody who knows how to read to know. And as you grow, you learned to read. I'm mighty proud of the way you're growing. You're growing, you're growing, you're growing in and out. You're growing, all about. Your friends are getting better now. They're better every day somehow. You used to stay at home to play, but now you even play. Away you do important things now. Your friends and you do big things now. I like the way you're growing up. It's fun, that's all. Someday you'll be a grown-up too, and have some children grow up too. Then you can love them in and out, and tell them stories all about the times when you were their size, the times when you found great surprise in growing up. And they will sing, it's fun, that's all. You're growing, you're growing, you're growing in and out. You're growing, all about. You sure are. You're growing and I'm about to be going. Yeah, but we'll be together next week and I'll be thinking about you tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You make each week a special one by just your being you. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.